It's Yorkshire Coast Radio. This is Paddy in the Morning. With us this morning, Simon Lancaster, insurance champion. Hi, Simon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And you?
Yeah, really good, thank you. Good. Now, a study's been done. A YouGov cyber survey commissioned by SJL Insurance. Very interesting results when it comes to cybercrime. Tell us what's been discovered.
Well, we insure any type of business in the UK, and the digital revolution has changed the way that they trade, the way they store data, and the way they make payments. It's also done the same for criminals, for whom it's now far more lucrative to target digital. However, businesses haven't yet shifted to insuring against this new threat in a way that they have insured against traditional perils such as fire and theft. So we commissioned this YouGov poll, which surveyed over 1,000 businesses nationwide, ranging from small sole traders through SMEs to large 250-plus staff businesses. And the results are alarming. It showed that almost a quarter of businesses surveyed had suffered a cyber loss, and almost half didn't not have any cyber insurance in place. And specifically in Yorkshire, one in five businesses surveyed had suffered a cyber loss, and yet over half of businesses surveyed had no cyber insurance in place. So that's a real big gap, and we're trying to educate business of the need to plug that gap by contacting a business insurance specialist such as ourselves and sourcing a fully comprehensive cyber insurance policy to protect against these losses. Some of the losses can really be quite large. 9% of the businesses surveyed that their loss had been between £100,000 and £500,000, as not many businesses can absorb that sort of loss and continue to trade.
Yeah. So, and in what ways are businesses losing money through these cyber attacks?
Well, there's lots of ways. There are third-party liability claims against a business, so if you lose data, you could get sued. But also, crucially, there's your own losses, which could be financial loss, so invoice fraud, people duping payments out of businesses, people infiltrating the system and demanding ransoms, shutting down the system, loss of income from being unable to trade off the back of a cyber event. So there's a huge number of ways that businesses could lose money, and they're really not insuring against these things yet. So we're encouraging businesses to do two things. You could make your system as secure as possible. You could even employ the services of an ethical hacker who could come and try and penetrate the system, figure out where the holes are and help you fix them. But then in addition to that, contact a business insurance specialist such as ourselves and take out a comprehensive cyber insurance policy. So if you liken it to home insurance, it's prudent to have good physical security in place, window locks, door locks, alarms, but you'd still take out that home insurance as well.
Yeah, the ethical hacker idea, that is an interesting one, isn't it? I bet a lot of businesses would be quite alarmed at maybe, you know, at just how much, you know, could be sort of discovered and manipulated if they were to employ an ethical hacker.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we employed the services of an ethical hacker ourselves on our business, and it was alarming how easy they found it to get in. And once they get in, all of your data is compromised, your payments are compromised. There's lots of ways that you could lose money. So it's a good exercise to do, and that could only cost £200-300. And cyber insurance is very affordable as well. It depends on the size of your businesses, but premiums can start from as low as £75 for a small business. So bearing in mind the size of the losses that we've been talking about, it is a really good advisable spend of money.
Yeah, and even for, you know, a sole trader, it's particularly important, you would say, as well, for someone like that.
Yes, definitely, because, you know, to them, that they can't afford to be unable to trade. So following a cyber event, if they're unable to trade, that replacement of income could be crucial. And we had an incident in our office recently where hackers infiltrated our email and emailed our accounts team purporting to be me and asked the girl in the accounts to make a payment for £10,000. It was only because they hadn't used her nickname that I always use, which was pure accident, that she didn't make the payment. Otherwise, she would have made that payment. And to a small sole trader, a payment of £10,000 could be really damaging, and your bank wouldn't cover it. So that's where a really comprehensive cyber insurance policy would kick in and help a small sole trader to continue to trade.
Yeah, and like you say, you know, criminals are getting very, very clever. You know, we've had emails that supposedly are from the boss, and I mean, all you need to do really is just open it and you're in trouble, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah, and it sort of infiltrates your system. It can pull out your passwords. It can release client data. There's all sorts of damage it can cause. So, you know, it's a rise in risk for business, and they really need to be insuring themselves as they have always insured things like the money in their till and the stock on their shelves. And just because it's digital, it still needs insuring.
So if people do want a bit more information then, sounds very interesting, where can people go?
They could Google SJL Insurance, and if they go onto our website, our telephone number would be on there, and they could call us, and one of our advisors would carry out a full risk analysis on their business and search the market to find adequate insurance for them.
Right, thank you so much for your time. Appreciated.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. Have a good day then.